Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's music from composers and conductors dedicated to Interlaken. That's coming up this hour on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay tuned. On today's program, we'll hear music dedicated to Interlaken. And as we'll see, dedication to Interlaken can mean a lot of different things. Take the composer, conductor, and educator Vincent Persichetti. He was very dedicated to Interlaken and visited multiple times in the 1960s. Here's the High School Symphonic Band in August of 1961 performing Persichetti's music. This concert took place in the Interlaken Bowl and was featured on a radio broadcast called Interlaken Bandstand. Here's Kenneth Snapp conducting the Divertimento for band.
Thank you.
High School Symphonic Band, performing in the Interlochen Bowl in August of 1961. Conductor Kenneth Snapp led that performance of the Divertimento for Band by Vincent Persichetti. This is the Interlochen Collection. On this episode, we're listening to music from composers and conductors dedicated to Interlochen. You can hear our past episodes at classicalipr.org. Lots of composers have dedicated pieces to Interlochen, including John Philip Sousa. In July of 1931, Sousa led the very first performance of his Northern Pines March. He dedicated this piece to Joe Matty and the National Music Camp. Now, audio of that performance from 1931 with Sousa conducting hasn't survived, but many ensembles have performed that piece here since. Here's the High School Symphonic Band in August of 1960, performing Sousa's Northern Pines March under the direction of the piece's dedicatee, Joe Matty. John Philip Sousa's Northern Pines March, written for Interlochen and dedicated to Dr. Matty and the National Music Camp. We heard it performed there by the High School Symphonic Band in August of 1960, with Joe Matty himself conducting. That performance was from a concert that took place in the Interlochen Bowl. The Northern Pines March was actually the last march that John Philip Sousa ever composed. He passed away only a few months after its premiere. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today on the program, it's music dedicated to Interlochen. You can stream this and all our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlochen Public Radio app. George C. Wilson is one of many people very dedicated to Interlochen. Wilson was director of bands at the University of Missouri, but he spent every summer at Interlochen, serving as the vice president and director of the camp. Wilson would leave the University of Missouri in 1958 to join Interlochen year-round, but he maintained close ties with his Missouri colleagues. For example, Wilson's assistant director at the University of Missouri, William Rivard, wrote a piece for band that was dedicated to him. Here is Wilson conducting the 1960 High School Symphonic Band in that piece, William Rivard's Capriccio Concitato. Thank you. the Capriccio Concertato for Band by William Rivard, performed by the 1960 High School Symphonic Band and conducted by the work's dedicatee, George C. Wilson. William Rivard was George C. Wilson's assistant at the University of Missouri, and he would go on to serve on the faculty of Central Michigan University for many years. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. And today on the program, it's music that was dedicated to Interlochen. Many years before he founded Interlochen, Joe Matty performed with the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, and he was in the orchestra during their premiere of a piece by Henry Hadley called The Culprit Fay, a rhapsody for grand orchestra. That was in 1911. Hadley was the first American composer ever represented in the programming of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra. Joe Matty later brought Hadley's piece to Interlochen for students to perform. We're about to hear him conduct the National High School Symphony Orchestra in a performance of The Culprit Fay in the summer of 1960. In the radio broadcast of this concert, the radio announcer paraphrased Drake's poem that the piece is based on. We'll hear some of that paraphrase as the orchestra begins to play.
The stars light the clear summer night. The fairy watch strikes 12 strokes upon his bell of pearl. It is midnight, the fairy dawn. From the treetops and shadowy underwood come the fays to assemble in a private meeting. At the feet of the fairy monarch, upon his judgment throne, crouches the prisoner, the culprit fay. His elfin purity has been defiled by the glance of a mortal maiden's eye. He has scorned the fay's decree and must pay the forfeit before he can be made pure to sport and dance again with the magic company. The monarch pronounces sentence. He must brave the water spirits and catch the glistening drop from the sturgeon as it leaps from the water. He must mount the skies and catch the spark from the star as it falls. The fay turns sadly to the quest. He cannot fly, for his wings are soiled, his fairy chain broken. A spotted toad hops in his way, and he takes heart, laughing merrily as he strides its back. Away he hops to the moonlit beach and plunges into the water. Mounted on starfish, leeches, and crabs, the water spirits attack him, and he turns back howling with pain. In a boat of shell, he goes safely over the calm waters. Up leaps the sturgeon in a rainbow of spray, and in his crimson colon bell, the fay catches the glistening drop. With great joy, he pilots his little shell safely to shore. Now he mounts the firefly steed and is off to the sky, where appears to him a beautiful spirit floating in the rainbow's light. She entreats him to forsake his quest and dwell with her. But his oath has been given to the monarch. He must fulfill his fairy vow. High in the dome of the sky, a star trembles, quickly to fall. The meteor bursts. The fay catches the spark and hastens back to the conclave. Pure of wing and bright of spirit, his fairy chain made whole, he is welcomed by the joyous throng. He joins in the mirth and the dance. The day breaks. The sentry elf calls. The cock crows, and the fays are gone.
The Culprit Fae, a rhapsody for grand orchestra performed by the 1960 National High School Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Joe Matty. Music composed by Henry Hadley. For a photo of that summer's radio broadcasting staff, check out classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. On this episode, we're listening to music from composers and conductors dedicated to Interlochen. We'll turn now to another performance from that same summer, 1960. That summer, Interlochen welcomed guest conductor Forrest McAllister. As radio announcer George Warden explained, McAllister had a long relationship with Interlochen.
This evening's guest conductor is Forrest McAllister. Mr. McAllister is the publisher and editor of the School Musician magazine and comes to the National Music Camp from Joliet, Illinois. Mr. McAllister was a camper at the National Music Camp in 1929, and his father, who was a pioneer in the high school band movement in this country, was director of the band here at Interlochen in the early 30s. It is our pleasure to welcome Mr. McAllister back to the National Music Camp for this week's alumni convention of Nu Mu Chi, the National Music Camp's fraternity. Now, Mr. Forrest McAllister conducts the National High School Symphonic Band in School Musician March by William Beebe.
Thank you.
William Beebe's School Musician March, performed by the 1960 High School Symphonic Band and conducted by Forrest McAllister. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. We just heard a performance conducted by Forrest McAllister. A year earlier, in 1959, McAllister conducted the premiere performance of The Great Gong by Ralph Herman in Oklahoma. McAllister later brought that piece with him to Interlochen in the summer of 1962. Here is Herman's The Great Gong, performed by the High School Symphonic Band and conducted by Forrest McAllister.
Thank you.
The Great Gong, music of Ralph Herman, performed by the 1962 High School Symphonic Band and conducted by Forrest McAllister. Forrest McAllister, John Philip Sousa, George C. Wilson, Vincent Persichetti, just a few of the many musicians who have been dedicated to Interlaken. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.